Hey, are you in your room?
Hi. Can you carry me to your bed, please? Thank you. Sorry to come here unannounced. I hope I didn't interrupt anything important. If you have work, I can come back later, but I wouldn't like to come back later. I'm very tired. Sorry, I know you haven't seen me in weeks. You must hate me. I disappeared out of nowhere, I know. The worst part is Cousin Lorelai wouldn't even let me send you a text message. I'm really hurt by the thought of you waiting for me and me standing you up. I can explain why I didn't show up. I had some problems with my family. I think I've never told you about my family. I don't even know where to start. You see, I live with my mom and my younger sister, and I'm supposed to be learning some things to take the role of my mom in the few years, but let's just say I didn't tell them I was spending this much time here, and when they found out, we had a terrible fight. They forbade me to keep coming here. I told them I loved you very much and that you loved me too. It was very exhausting. I ended up crying a lot. But then, after many weird days filled with awkward silences, my mom eventually understood and apologized. I'm fine now, and I can finally come see you. I just really, really hope you can forgive me for not being available for so long. Do you hate me? No? Are you mad at me? I've missed you so much. Can you hug me, please? Stupid Cousin Lorelai. Now I'm starting to think she's actually insane. Like, she wouldn't let me tell you I wasn't going to come see you. She's become addicted to that phone of hers, talking to her human girlfriend. I will make it up to you, I swear. We can have a picnic in bed, or watch some of the movies you like, or I can give you a massage, or I. Sorry, I'm a little anxious, I know. I need to calm down. Would you mind if I sing? Singing helps me calm down. Okay. I'm gonna sing a new silly song I heard on one of those speakers from the beach. Hey, you, don't make it bad. Take a salsa and make it better. Well, it reminded me of you. Oh, no. I forgot to tell you, I lost your snow globe. It was the only thing that reminded me of you back home, and I dropped it by accident. I had it in my bag, but when I realized it was gone, it was already sinking deeper and deeper into the darkness. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. You don't mind? Oh, you're so sweet. I keep screwing things up, and you're always so sweet. No, I am a screw up. You just don't know it because you're not around me every day. But I often get lost and drop many things. Like when I showed up in your bathtub by accident, the very first time when you helped me get back home. Remember? That day, I was really lost. Like, mermaids aren't supposed to get lost using teleportation magic. I'm really sorry for losing that snow globe, too. Can you give me something else to remember you by? I'm so happy to finally see you again. You have no idea how stressful it was to not be able to contact you. Did you send me text messages by any chance? Because I couldn't see them. Wait, what? You've been texting with Cousin Lorelai? Oh my god, why? Let me see. Hey darling, sorry, I think I'm gonna have to postpone our date. Are you free tomorrow? Oh. You were canceling our date already! So I didn't stand you up! Why did she reply though? Hey cutie, sorry, I'm not your girlfriend, this is Lorelai. Yeah, well no shit. You responded, I know it's you, Lorelai. You're not supposed to open our conversation, but can you let your cousin know I texted her? She responded, sorry, cutie. I'm still figuring out how to use this piece of shit smartphone. Why does she keep calling you cutie? You respond, it's okay. Just let my girlfriend know I texted her. She writes, shit, shit, shit. I think I just downloaded Tinder. I'm gonna try and delete it. Do not hang up. You write, this is a text conversation. There is no hanging up. She responds a day later. I love you. She writes again. I love you so much. Sorry, I thought I was talking to my Tinder date. Okay, that's enough. She's crazy. She's definitely insane. Did you know she's 69, my friend's dad, at a rave? I have so many things to tell you, but first, hold me. Baby, is it okay if I call you baby? You really don't know how much I missed you. Can I confess something to you? But first, give me a kiss. You know what? Never mind. No. It's just that I don't want to talk to you about religion. Do humans have that up here? Yeah, we do. All right, I'll tell you. I'm not sure how your religion works, but in Atlantis, it has a lot to do with the magic that we use. Well, we don't really know where our magic comes from. I mean, we know how to use it, but we don't know where it's from. Some people attribute it to the ocean or the ancient gods like Poseidon, Hades, and Zeus. But certain people like to think it comes from being nice. Sorry if I'm having a hard time explaining this. It's all a tiny bit confusing. You know how sometimes we have an impulse to help strangers? Like when someone's swimming and accidentally bumps his head on a rock, you just want to go to him and ask him if he's okay. Right. That doesn't happen up here. But you get what I'm trying to say, right? Sometimes we just want to help strangers. When they're carrying stuff that is too heavy, or when they get lost and ask us for directions. And it's funny, actually, because we don't owe these strangers anything. We don't have to help them, but we do it gladly, and if you think about it, we don't know where that kindness comes from either. A lot of animals don't have it. Sharks don't have it. But we do. And that's what gives us the ability to make friends. So, there are people who believe that the magic we use to teleport comes from there. From our innate kindness. I think it's true because every time I want to pop up in your bathtub, I just think about how happy you make me, and I find it really easy to appear. My way of seeing things is that magic guides us. So, what I'm about to say is going to sound way crazy. You don't have to believe it, but I believe magic brought me to you for a reason. To love you very much. I'm not a fanatic, I mean, I'm not trying to convince you that magic rules our lives or anything, but I think it's a nice thought. I am truly very grateful for meeting you. I would never change you for anyone else. I like you so much, too much, and you're a good man, so you don't have to worry. I will always take care of you. I will always be your friend. So, yeah. I also wanted to tell you, I think there's a spell we can cast to give me legs instead of a tail. But I still don't know how to do it. It'd be cool, right? I could stay with you for many days. But it won't be soon. It's very complicated magic, and I have to study it. I'll keep having my tail for the next few weeks, okay? Are you sure I didn't interrupt you? You can work if you want. I can watch a movie in the meantime. No, I didn't say I didn't like them. I just don't understand them much. Your world has very weird things, like cars, pets, and laundries. But I try to keep up with the plot as much as I can. I like the animated one about the lion with the little singing animals, like Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phase. Or do you want to go to the bathtub? We can do anything you want. I like the bathtub because our bodies get all soapy and that feels nice. Also, the smell is great. You know, I don't smell things underwater. Oh, by the way, I kinda told my mom you're my boyfriend, so we're official now. Oh, in mermaid culture, when you tell a parent about your significant other, it becomes, like, official, you know? Now we're supposed to give each other pearls, but honestly, I don't want to. I liked your snow globe better. It was very beautiful, like you. Sorry, I got carried away. I think I'm too horny. Oh, that reminds me. I've been meaning to ask, do you think I'm too horny? Don't laugh, I don't know how human mating works. I don't know how often you guys masturbate or reproduce or things like that. And I feel that every time I come here, I want to have sex with you. And I don't know if that's too much for you. Sometimes I wonder, maybe he just wants to talk. And then I come here with my horniness like a dolphin in heat. I can hold back, I promise. Or is it normal? You don't have a problem with it? Okay. But if you have, you can tell me. Yes, you can tell me. I definitely don't have a problem with you having sex with me all the time. I know, I've said this a million times, but I love how kisses feel out of water. I can hear the sound of our lips smacking. Back in the ocean, you don't hear anything. I can feel your breath bouncing in my nose. It feels great. So warm. Sometimes I think I'm a weird mermaid. Because I like to spend so much time out of the water. Or maybe it has to do with my lungfish tail. I don't know. Anyway, I missed being in your arms. I really like the sensation in my skin. It brings me peace, you know? Am I being too cheesy? Sorry, it's just that I haven't seen you in a while and I thought a lot about us. I truly want to take care of you for as long as I can. Speaking of not seeing each other in a while, the scales of my vulva are pretty open. Do you want to take off your clothes? Oh, baby, I've missed you. Yes, I did. I've missed my human boyfriend. I've missed being your mermaid. Oh, sorry. There's one last thing I'd like to tell you. I discovered something. Yeah, I discovered that I like to touch myself here a lot. This little part of my skin that slowly turns into my tail, it's very sensitive. That and my gills. So if you want to play with it, I'm gonna come really hard. Mm-hmm. I also like it when you kiss my nipples. In general, I like the way you touch me. Sorry if I sounded bossy. No? Okay, that's good. Oh, and one more thing. I love you. Do you like the way I touch you? Yeah? God, you make me so hot. I want to feel your penis inside me. Hang on. This time, I want to be on top of you. Yes? Just let me place myself here and slowly lower my hips. Oh, so good. Put your legs around me. Please. Put them around my tail. Oh, yes. I love how sex with you never ceases to be amazing. You turn me on so much. My hips won't stop moving. God, I don't know if I can last like this. Can you kiss my nipples? Please? Oh, yes, baby. My tail loves your human legs. I can't stop moving it. I'm going to come. Oh my God, I can't take it anymore. I love tasting you. I want to taste your entire body. Oh, kiss me. Kiss me while I come. Please, please. Oh, baby. Yes, yes, yes. You just hit the spot. Oh, God. I'm coming. You're hitting the spot. You're filling me. And it feels so good. forgot how tired I was. I think I just want to rest my eyes for a bit. Will you rest your eyes with me? Oh. It's nice when you stroke my hair.